WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Thank you. are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are turning to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Bob Northern, also known professionally as Brother Ah. He was an American jazz French hornist. He worked with Don Cherry, Thelonious Monk, Freddie Hubbard, Miles Davis, a really, really ridiculously long list of jazz musicians. Bob Northern just passed away at 86. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, with another one of, not another one, with the same one of those tunes. Just a different version. In this antepenultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. We'll be right back. The penultimate radio obituary tonight is for Terry Jones. The Welsh actor, writer, comedian, screenwriter, film director, and historian, best known as a member of Monty Python. He also performed with several high-profile British comedy programs, including Do Not Adjust Your Set and The Frost Report, before creating Monty Python's Flying Circus with the other Cambridge graduates you are very familiar with. His directorial debut was with Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and went on to direct Life of Brian and Meaning of Life. In case you didn't know, he also had an interest in real ale, and in 1977 co-founded the Pernhos Brewery, which ran until 1983, and who was a member of the Campaign for Real Ale. Terry Jones just passed away at 77. Similar to the way I approached the Neil Innes radio obituary a few weeks ago. I can't even believe we're doing this. I'm not going quite as hardcore as I went with that one, but I am going to try to kind of go towards some other things related to Terry Jones. There's a python in here, don't worry. But I'm going to start off with something that he called out in a BBC special. They did that Desert Island Disc series, and this is the tune that Terry Jones said. We're going to start with the tune that Terry Jones said he would want on a desert island with him, which just also happens to be one of those tunes. So it all works out in the penultimate radio obituary for Terry Jones right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I always hoped to get a lot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I'll keep trying, come what may. Maybe there will come a day I'll find a machine they forgot to fix. Instead of 5, I'll get 6. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I put all my pennies in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I've got a butcher who gives me all the steaks and chops I can eat. But it gets me sore, I can't get more than 5 salted peanuts. I've got a wife and 6 kids too. At home I know just what to do. I kiss my wife like a loving husband should. But to kiss a peanut machine doesn't do any good. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I always hoped to get a lot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. Guess I'm just a crazy mug, even tried to use a slug. The peanut machine must have known it too. I sign it up, no nuts to you. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I put all my pennies in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts.
nose, Mum.
Oh, stop thinking about sex.
I wasn't.
You've always had a bad morning, noon and night. Will the girls like this? Will the girls like that? Is it too big? Is it too small?
Well, there's a reason it's like it is, Mum.
What is it?
Your father isn't Mr. Cohen.
I never thought he was.
Now, none of your cheek. He was a Roman, Brian. He was a centurion in the Roman army.
You mean you were raped?
Oh, at first, yes.
Who was it?
Nautius Maximus, his name was. Promised me the known world, he did. I was to be taken to Rome, housed by the forum, slaves, asses' milk, as much gold as I could eat. Then he, having his way with me, had, boom, like a rat out of an aqueduct.
The bastard!
Yes, and next time you go on about the bloody Romans, don't forget you're one of them.
I'm not a Roman, Mum, and I never will be. I'm a kike, a yid, a hebe, a hooknose. I'm kosher, Mum. I'm a Red Sea pedestrian and proud of it.
Sex, 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 that's all they think about.
Look, love, see this bit coming up now?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen it once. Oh, shush yourself. Isn't this where we... Isn't this where... Isn't this... where we came in, isn't this where we found out what the picture's all about? Let's get out and shout to the lovers lining up. Is it worth the effort's price? Yes, the happy bits were nice. No, why see the thing round twice? Yes, she does break down and cry. Yes, he leaves her on the floor, saying as he slams the door, I we won't tell them no more. Are there goosebumps on your skin? Are you holding back your grin? Any Oscars left to win? Isn't this where we came in?
Once upon a time,
come again. Isn't this where we came in? With our tickets torn in half, from the darkness comes a laugh. It's that wedding photograph, taken oh so long ago, when tomorrow seems so bright, not the flickering flashlight like we're following tonight. If you think that things can change, then I'll play along with you. Did you say what else is new? Wanna hear what I've been through? Yet I'm wiser than I was, just an inch or two I've grown, plus a trick or two been shown. I prefer the great unknown.
Apunten! Fuego!
Thank you.
me for loving you the way I do, dear. Forgive me, please do not say that we are through, dear. I know my manners aren't polite, and I insulted you last night. But please forgive me the way you always do, dear. Forgive me for being such a crashing bore last night. Forgive me for doing all that on the floor last night. I'm really glad that you complained. Please do not think I'm not ashamed. But just forgive me and love me like before last night. Forgive me for being sick inside the car and then. Forgive me for going just that bit too far and when. You slapped my face and I saw red. To my disgrace, I hit your head. And as I said, now that you're dead. Forgive me for being late at your cremation. Forgive me, I left the flowers at the station. And now I'm here, I try to shed a single tear, and yet instead I have this feeling of incredible elation.
The king had a thing which he tied on a string, and he hung it from a tree in the garden.
Pardon?
In the garden. And to all who would call, he would say not at all, and they'd all say, I beg your pardon.
Pardon?
They'd all say, I beg your pardon. Oh, oh, your majesty, what is that upon your tree? Have you hung it there for me? It's a tremendous mystery.
Pardon?
A mystery. Oh, the queen, she was seen by a man in green, going out with a knife in the garden.
Pardon?
In the garden. And they say from that day that the king turned grey, and they all begged his majesty's pardon.
Pardon?
They all begged his majesty's pardon. Oh, oh, your majesty, what is that upon your tree? Have you hung it there for me? It's a tremendous mystery.
Pardon?
Mystery. Well, a bird who had heard about what had occurred came and perched on a tree in the garden.
Pardon?
In the garden. Then the rook took a look, and he took it off its hook, and he didn't even stop to say pardon.
Pardon?
Yes. Oh, oh, your majesty, what was that upon your tree? Now it's gone, won't you tell me? It's a tremendous mystery.
Pardon?
Oh, believe it. Why can't you listen?
The head keeper is here to see you, sir.
Thank you. Send him in, please.
Yes, good.
Come in, Butterling. Sir. Now, when you joined this zoo just 3 weeks ago, Butterling, it was the second largest zoo in the whole of Europe. We had over 6,000 animals. All we have left are two hyenas, a rhinoceros, and a ferret with a wooden leg. Where are the others?
I don't know, sir.
They're in the main street, Butterling, the main street. All except for the water buffalo.
Where's the water buffalo, sir?
In my bathroom. My wife found it there early this morning, Butterling. She's a nervous woman. The police caught her just 40 minutes ago. She was over 100 miles away, still running. She doesn't remember anything, and she thinks she's a potato.
Ha ha ha! I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right. I didn't like her anyway. But the town, Butterling, it looks like a national game reserve. I mean, Butterling, how does anyone lose giraffes?
People take them, sir.
You're lying, Butterling. You're lying. I know all about your little agreement with the sausage factory. And the aviary, Butterling, my little pride and joy, the aviary. What have you done to it?
I put all the birds in one cage, sir.
Well?
The vulture's looking very well, sir.
I'm dismissing you as from tomorrow, Butterling. One of the baboons can take over for the time being. Now, for the rest of the day, one, get the ferret out of the elephant's cage. Doesn't fool anyone. Second, Butterling, can you impersonate animals?
Yes, sir.
Well?
Cluck, cluck, sir.
What was that, Butterling?
A chicken, sir. Bow wow, sir.
No, no, don't tell me, Butterling. Let me guess that one. That was a dog.
Oh, thank you, sir. Moo.
This is a zoo, Butterling, not a farm. Get out. Go and feed the animals. The animal. Oh, and Butterling, if there's a potato waiting outside, tell her I love her.
Never be rude to an Arab, an Israeli, or Saudi, or Jew. Never be rude to an Irishman, no matter what you do. Never poke fun at a nigger, a stick, or a wop, or a kraut. And never put
The ultimate radio obituary is for Charles Lawrence Persip. Charlie Persip to you and me, the American jazz drummer. He gained recognition as a jazz drummer as he toured and recorded with Dizzy Gillespie's big and small bands between 1953 and 58. He joined Harry Sweet's Edison's Quintet and later the Harry James Orchestra before forming his own group, the Jazz Statesmen, in 1960. Charlie Persip just passed away at 91. It's the ultimate radio obituary, with chicken content, as promised, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
One night Farmer Brown was taking a hand. He locked up the barnyard with the graves of care. Out in the hen house up and stood. When he hollered, "Who's that?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground, kicking up an awful fuss. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the head. We'll be right back.
to scratch. Takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
But my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see.
Dinah got a form like Venus. Boy, and I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us. She's my Sheba and I'm her sheep. That's why
everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see.
I'm his sweet patootie, ooh, and he's my lover man. He knows how to do his duty and loves me like no other man can. That's why
everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. And don't love nobody but me.
We'll be right back.
some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done.
So let the good time roll.
I say let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old.
You ought to get together and let the good time roll.
Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to go out and spend some cash.
And let the good time roll now.
I'm talking about the good times. Well, it makes no difference whether you're young or old.
All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll.
Charles in town. I got a dollar and a quarter and I'm just running the clown. But don't let no female play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep.
So let the good time roll now.
I tell y'all I'm gonna let the good time roll. Well, it don't make no difference if you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll. Yeah, no matter whether, rainy weather, if you want to have a ball, you got to get yourself together. Oh, get yourself under control. Oh, let the good time roll.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Radio Obituary Retrospective and that Ultimate Radio Obituary for Charlie Persip. But we've got one more tune to go out on. I want to thank everybody for all of their assistance in yet another fine episode of a Radio Obituary Retrospective. It's a really important thing that we do here, and I think that the Ephraim Beginning staff, they're all very aware of it. I hope you, the listener, are equally aware of the value that I believe that we bring to the process of looking back at those who have passed in recent days and weeks, and then taking one more look at the end of the year. I really like doing it. It's a lot of work, but it is a labor of love. So thanks, everyone, for supporting us in this. We'll be back with a regular old episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank next week. Don't forget that we have got the Bee's Knees coming up in the second, what is it, the second Saturday of January. That's our next big special episode of the show. Look forward to that. But now it's one final tune. Then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And we'll see you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you've been great tonight, I'm sure of it. So we'll talk to you next week. Final tune of the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up right now on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.